proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew Nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The verse we are focusing on today is found in Exodus 24, verse 12, where it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." The English phrase in this verse, "come up," is translated from the Hebrew word ale, which means to go up. God knew that for Moses to obtain the complete revelation that he had for them, Moses needed to disengage from his surroundings so that he could focus completely upon God. So, God commanded Moses to come up to the top of Mount Sinai. Now, the phrase in the verse, "be there," found in verse 24, is translated from the Hebrew phrase, "yehyeh sham." In the previous verse, the elders of Israel had ordered sacrifices to God. However, no mention is made of building an altar or offering sacrifices. Moses waited 6 days atop Sinai before God called him from the cloud on the seventh day. What did Moses do during those 6 days? Moses waited and meditated upon God. Here we see patience. Now, patience is a lost art in our society today. Everyone wants everything to happen instantly. However, if we truly want to know God, we must learn to practice patience and wait upon God. Moses experienced God face to face, as Deuteronomy 34 verse 10 tells us, and it reads here, "And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face." This phrase, face to face, is repeated 3 times in the Tanakh. The Bible tells us clearly that no other prophet in Israel ever knew God the way that Moses did. Certainly, Moses' waiting ability had much to do with his closeness to God. In our modern society, we are programmed to need constant external stimuli so that we are always on our smartphones. Now, this behavior has produced an entire generation with no original thinkers. Everyone believes what is trending. Few people think on their own for their original thoughts, and even few think deep about the things of God. However, the only time we can do deep thinking is when all external stimuli is turned off. The Bible meditation that we know of from Scripture means to deeply ponder and pray over biblical truths. We have produced a generation that does not know how to wait on God like Moses had to wait, and because of that, we do not experience God like Moses experienced him either. Now, time is our most precious gift. So, what did Moses do while waiting on God? Well, he was giving to God his most important and precious possession, time. God puts a high priority upon our fellowship with him and wants a close relationship with us. He is a person, and as with any person that we are close to, we must invest time with them or we drift apart. No one today has time for anyone anymore. Everyone is busy. In the old days, people used to visit with their friends. Now we are fortunate if we even get a simple text from them. Our generation, which has all the technology, has almost zero true communication. Tragically, the same is true with our relationship with God. He created us for fellowship, and he will never give us peace without his deep relationship with him. Now note the final phrase as we go back to the verse in Exodus 24, verse 12, where it says, "that thou mayest teach them." God's purpose in giving the law to Moses was so that he could, in turn, teach it to the children of Israel. The best Bible teachers are those who spend time knowing God. I do not mean knowing about God by reading a book. I mean knowing God. The only way to truly know someone is to be with them a lot. Like he did to Moses, God will sometimes place us in a desert place of life so that we can be removed from things that are distracting us from seeking him. Now, do not despair if you find yourself in a desert place of God's making, but rather move forward to God. Moses is our example. He knew God face to face. I surely want to know God that way, don't you? I pray that this program has been a blessing to you, and if you'd like to hear this broadcast again or listen to our many archived programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, you may do so by going to ibjm.org. In fact, I invite you to share this with a friend as well. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.